Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff? Only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk. Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Thursday afternoons, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Alan Cook. This is the world's longest running junk removal radio show. We're kind of proud of that. I think we're doing like fourth year now or something like that, and it's just been a lot of fun. So welcome to the show. I just dropped a couple of guys off at the Metro stop, which is the subway stop here in Gaithersburg. I'm now headed to Wendy's, where I did the show from. I did the show from Wendy's, a different Wendy's, but I did it from their parking lot last week, and I'm headed back over to a different one because I haven't had any lunch yet, and it's like 3 o'clock and I'm hungry. Anyway, we've been cleaning out a home up in Damascus, Maryland, referred to us by the Karen Rawlings team of realtors. These guys are really good. That's Rawlings. If you're in the Montgomery County, Maryland area, give these guys a call. Karen's daughter, Maggie, is the one that referred us on this job. And this is the home for Maggie's in-laws. And they have unfortunately passed away. And we are up there cleaning out the house so Maggie can get it listed for sale and kind of move forward with their life, etc. So I went up with a couple of guys that have worked with me for a long time. One guy named Warren, another guy named June, and they did a bang-up job bringing out about 80% of the stuff is now out of the house and either being recycled or put up for sale or taken to the dump, whatever the smart thing to do with it is. And we haven't really gone. We went through about a half a truckload. We got now another full truckload of stuff that we're going to deal with, and we'll take care of that, some of it this afternoon, some of it tomorrow. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I really hope I had this thought as I was driving down here towards this place over the last 20 or 30 minutes. I really hope people have as much fun in their work as I do. And I just have, as funny as it sounds, being a junk removal guy, at age 68, I just have a blast doing this. We went in and cleaned out a bunch of stuff. There is some jewelry that we found. It looks like costume jewelry, which means it's not going to make us any money, but you never know. There are hidden gems that pop up in these situations in different rooms and stuff, and you just never know what you're going to find. And so it's always kind of a fun treasure hunt to go on in the junk removal business. And especially with us, where we take the stuff, the company is 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. We take the good stuff that we think someone else might buy. We put it up for sale. If they buy it, the person that hired us gets some money back. And so that's why the word refund is in our name. Most people, I'm convinced, in the United States don't know what the word refund means. They think, many people think it means we buy their stuff. And we get those calls almost daily from around the country. And we're very clear on the marketing stuff. No, we don't buy your stuff. But people still think, because they see the word refund, they think, oh, these guys are going to come and pay me money so they can haul away my junk. No, I don't think so. We've got a guy in North Carolina. I can't remember the name of the town that he's in. I think it's a smaller city. I just couldn't remember it. It's not one of the big, you know, metropolises of North Carolina. But he has what appears to be, you know, many decades worth of junk that he has put on his property. It includes a number of riding lawnmowers. It includes a boat. It includes a van. It includes, I think, some other vehicles. He says he has titles for all of these vehicles. And he wants $1,100 for the stuff. And I'm going, no, we don't do that. But you should know that if you pick up a van, at least in our area, you pick up a van, you take it over to the scrap metal yard, that van is going to weigh somewhere around 4,000 or 5,000 pounds approximately. And if you have the title to it, they tend to pay about 11 cents a pound for the van. So you end up getting $400 to $500 for that. And if that's one vehicle, and if he's got six more, well, maybe that's worth paying some money. But then you got to go to North Carolina to get it. Then you got to figure out where you're going to take it in North Carolina. Then you got to look at their prices. You know, it all adds up. But the point is, we get calls from around the country all the time asking for our services and finding out what it is we do and how it works. So let me just tell you, simply put, what it is we do and how it works. We are a junk removal business headquartered in the North Bethesda, Rockville, Maryland area. We do jobs all over the country. We have 63 affiliates around the country who also do the smaller jobs for us. We add affiliates on as somebody calls us from, you know, some city in North Dakota, Bismarck, let's just say, and we haven't done a job there, and it's not a big job, then we'll look up and find an affiliate and add them to our affiliate list. But it's just a lot of fun to do what we do, and you pay us to haul away your stuff. We don't come get it for free. We do charge you to come and get it. So you pay us to haul away the stuff. The rates are about 20 to 25% below some of these bigger junk removal businesses out there, like 1-800-GOT-JUNK or College Hunks Hauling Junk. We intentionally priced ourselves about 20% below those guys. We do four things with the stuff. We junk the junk. We recycle stuff like metal and wire. We donate items and get you donation receipts. And we put the good stuff up for sale. And if it sells, you get a percentage back, 35% of the sales price for anything over $20. So we have all these wonderful stories about things that we've sold where people have made money. One of the most recent ones was an 11 by 14 rug that we sold to some people in West Virginia who currently live in a home that was built by George Washington's nephew. Yes, that George Washington. And it's a great story. It's on Facebook. And we just thought it was a cool thing to talk about. You can go to our Facebook page called Junk Refund Show, and you'll see a lot of these stories and photos of things that we've done. But we, as far as I know, we're the only junk removal company in the United States that has all these stories about stuff we've sold and how it made somebody else some money. And we're proud of that. I started doing this 20 years ago or so when I lost my sales job that I had. I lost it very quickly, and I was actually doing well. And I had been with this company for 9 years, and all of a sudden, in 2 hours, I was out of a job. And I thought, well, okay, I got to keep the power on. And I've got a spouse, and I've got three kids. and my fourth child was going to be born in 3 months. And all of a sudden, I'm out of work. Oh, and by the way, I'm the bishop of our congregation, which means I have a flock of, say, 350 people that I'm partially responsible for. Not a paid job, by the way, in our church. So something they ask you to do, and you say, okay, I'll do that. And for about 5 years, you're the bishop, and then they release you, and they call somebody else to do it. So there was a lot going on, and all of a sudden, I was not planning on starting a business, but all of a sudden, I was unemployed. And I thought, you know what? I have a lot of confidence in my sales ability, but when you spend 10 years working for a company, and then you get a one-month severance package, and you are ahead of the bulk of the salespeople in the company in terms of your goals for that year, and they get rid of you in 2 hours, I mean, I'm sorry, that's not a lot of job security in my book. And so I thought, well, what do I do now? I need to make some money, and I got to make it quick. I was a stockbroker before I was involved in this sales business that I did, and it's a little tricky to just go back and become a stockbroker again because you have to start over, and you have to go suddenly go out and figure out how to get some clients when everybody else is trying to get those same clients, and then you have to make some commissions off what you sell, and all of that has to add up quickly so you can pay for your fourth child who's about to pop into the world, right? But in my situation, I had a truck. I had a pickup truck, and I realized, you know what, I can put that to work, and that's what I did. And I just kind of put my head down and said, okay, I'm going to make this work, you know, and it did. And now 20 years later, here we are going all over the country doing this, and we have the highest customer satisfaction rating on Groupon of any junk removal company in the country, according to Groupon. Ours is at 97% customer satisfaction. That's unheard of. Pretty much for any business, it's unheard of. They tell me at Groupon, if you get up into the 90 percentile range, you're one of the best in your industry. We're at 97% and climbing. We've done hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of smaller jobs, kind of like send the pickup truck out, haul away somebody's couch, redeem their Groupon, call it good, you know, that kind of thing. We've done hundreds and hundreds of those. We started doing those because Groupon does the advertising for you. It costs me nothing for the advertising. I do give up 50, and now it's 40% of the revenue from the job, but I do gain a customer, and, you know, you send out a few million emails, they do, that can add up. So that's what we did kind of starting off. That was one of the things that we had some fun with, and we still have fun doing that. So we use Groupon a lot. We advertise on Facebook. We have a lot. We do a lot with realtors. I went out and spoke at real estate office sales meetings. So you get to speak to 30 realtors in one shot. You usually buy them some donuts and bagels or something like that, you know, for breakfast in the morning. But you basically get to go into their sales meeting and speak about what you do, what makes you different, and et cetera. So, again, tons of stories about stuff that we've sold over the years that is always really kind of fun. We sold a gun safe one time. We picked it up in Maryland. That sucker was so heavy that we took three of us over there with a pickup truck to think, hopefully load it into a pickup truck. We grabbed two more guys that were in the parking lot and said, hey, can you come help us load this, you know, incredibly heavy safe, gun safe. It was about 6 feet high and about 3 to 4 feet square, something like that. And I don't know what that sucker weighed, but it weighed a lot. It took five of us to just kind of tip it into the back of the pickup truck. We then put it up for sale. A gentleman out in San Diego at a tanning salon bought it, and we shipped it out to him. I think he paid us like $900 for the safe, and I think he paid $800 or $900 to ship it, something like that. So it just goes to show you, in this modern age of technology, almost anything is possible and doable, and all you need is a little bit of desire, a lot of confidence helps, and a little bit of adrenaline, which I have plenty of, that catapults you forward and keeps you moving forward, even when things can get a little, you know, a little screwy or a little rough or whatever you want to say. So anyway, that's a little bit about what we do. We travel inexpensively around the country thanks to the Frontier Airlines Go Wild Pass, which basically allows me to travel domestically in the U.S. to pretty much any city that Frontier serves for about $30 or less. I can fly from Washington, D.C. to Atlanta for $15. I can fly to Portland for $25. I fly a lot out to Salt Lake City because I have a lot of family in Utah. That costs me $25 to $30 each way. But that's it. So we can travel around the country. We rent a truck. Those are easy to find. We then find the dump and the donation place. Those are also easy to find. But we don't charge you for the travel expense because there's just not a lot of travel expense. And that allows us to compete nationally with any local junk removal company in any place in the 48 states, right? So we think that's kind of cool. All right, so I'm going to take a break here for a minute. We'll be back and tell you some more about what's happening in the world of junk removal in just a second. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on the BBS Radio Network. I'm your host, Alan Cook. We'll talk to you in about another minute. Thanks.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from the park for the second consecutive week, folks. I'm coming to you from a Wendy's parking lot. Because I'm here, I'm going to grab some lunch as soon as the show is over. Then I'm headed just around the corner to the scrap metal yard to collect some money for a bunch of metal that I have on the back of this truck from a house that we just came out of. And then who knows what I'll do. I may go out and pick up more scrap metal from people. We do that for free, by the way, in the Montgomery County or Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. We put ads on Craigslist. I do have to just shout out some praises for Craigslist. Those of you in business will realize that Craigslist is kind of one of the older generation social media platforms, right? But when you go in and put out an ad on Craigslist, it only costs you $5 for that ad to run for a month, okay? So we run ads for scrap removal pickup. We do it for free because we get paid for the scrap metal. And what we're finding is that sometimes these scrap metal jobs will make us $800 to $1,000. A lot of them only make you $20, $25, $30 or $15 or whatever. But you can kind of gauge and control where your ad runs. You can put the ads out nationally if you want to. We do them in this area, all around the D.C. metro area. We get calls and text messages and emails all the time for somebody saying, hey, my husband passed away. He was a welder. We've got this big shed in the back of our yard, and we need to get all the metal stuff out of there or whatever. So that's one of the things that we do, and it keeps us busy doing that. It's even better if someone hires you to go in and clean out their junk and haul it away. And by the way, they have a bunch of metal stuff in their home, which they'd like you to take too. That's getting paid twice, right? You get paid to go haul the stuff away, then you go and get paid when you get it off your truck, which is what's going to happen this afternoon with the stuff that we picked up from this house. In the scrap metal business, it's always great to find copper. Let me just give you the price breakdown again so that you understand how this works. And then I'll tell you about two kids that I saw the other day in the scrap yard that reminded me of me when I was probably a college-age kid. The price range is as follows. If you walk in with a regular piece of metal, some kitchen knives or something, I don't know, pipes, just regular metal, in this area, they will pay you 6 cents a pound for those for that metal, okay? You've got to take in 1,000 pounds of metal in order to make $60. Now, with big trucks like we have, and depending on what kind of metal you're picking up, that is doable, and I've hauled in, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of stuff before. But typically at a scrap metal yard, you see a whole bunch of guys in their pickup trucks. Half of those pickup trucks are kind of taped together, really. I mean, the tail lights, some of the windows are busted, and they've put, you know, some kind of cellophane over the windows. I mean, you get all kinds of vehicles that go in here, but bless their hearts, these are just people that are trying to make a living and are hustling to do it. And many times those pickup trucks are not in the best of shape. There's even one guy that I had on my show a number of years ago named Timmy. Timmy goes out with a John Deere riding lawnmower, pulling a John Deere size small trailer, like the kind of thing you'd pull around your backyard. If you had a good sized backyard and you're out mowing the grass and you want to go around and pick up the grass or rake up some leaves or something, that the John Deere mower, basic sized mower, and a basic sized small trailer that you can pull along behind the mower, that's what Timmy uses to make money. And Timmy lives in the Rockville, Maryland area. He is from here. He is probably 60 years old. And he goes out and works every day. And he gets on his riding lawnmower and he drives along the sidewalks. And he goes over into the industrial area where everybody knows him. And he picks up a small trailer full of stuff. Then he drives down the sidewalk to come to the scrap metal yard, pulls in anytime he wants to, just kind of pulls in and goes right to the scale because his truck is so small, he can weave in and out of people very quickly. And then you watch Timmy get off the tractor that he's on. He can't just lift his right leg over the steering wheel and hop off. He's got some hip problems, so it's always a struggle for him to get on and off the tractor. But God bless his heart, he's out there 7 days a week for what I guess is 5 or 6 or 7 hours a day, trying to make a living off of just doing basic scrap metal with a riding lawnmower and a small trailer behind. And then you got the guys that pull in with their pickup trucks, and then you got guys like me who pull in with a 16-foot steak body truck, you know, and your heart just goes out to the Timmys of the world. He is one of the hardest working people I've ever seen. He has a great time doing what he does. He thoroughly enjoys it. And he has a great work ethic and a great attitude. So can you imagine running around town on the sidewalks, driving a riding lawnmower, pulling around a little trailer that's got, you know, maybe 3 bicycles max in it, something like that. And you go over to the dump and you dump it over there and you probably only get $15, maybe $10, $15, maybe $20, you know, something like that. And then you turn around and you drive back down the sidewalk and go to another part of the town and pick up more stuff. And then you go back. He has made anywhere from 4 to 5 trips per day going to the scrap metal yard on this riding lawnmower. Now, think about that. Would you do that for a living, right? Go out on a riding lawnmower and make multiple trips and hopefully make enough money that you can survive. But, you know, there are days where he'll make $10, $20, $30 a day doing this for a bunch of hours. And anyway, you just get all kinds of people over there. We got another guy named Marco who probably knows as much about the scrap metal business as anybody who goes over and gets rid of scrap metal on a daily basis. Marco has a, probably a 12-foot box truck, but well, it's not a box truck because box trucks are enclosed. He's got kind of a screened-in open bed truck, and he will fill it with stuff. Whenever you see him, it is full of the right word is crap. I mean, that's what it is. You know, everything from tires to insulation to plastics to bicycles to metal to copper to whatever, it's always a mess. Always. And we joke about it because at the local scrap yard, they close at 5 o'clock, and if you go over there around 4:30 just about any day, Marcos will be in there getting rid of his stuff before the place closes. And even after he goes in and gets rid of the stuff he's trying to sell, the back of his truck still looks like crap. And I'm kind of going, do you ever clean it out fully? And I think, no, he doesn't. And he doesn't have to. It's his call. But we joke about it because the truck is always a mess, you know. But that brings me to my two young guys that I said something about earlier. Just a couple of days ago, we are in at the scrap metal yard. It's called Rockville Metals. Hats off to these guys who do a great job. We went in there, and basically it's an industrial area. You pull in off of a busy street. You turn right off of this busy street. You're immediately on the weight scale, which weighs you first. Then if you continue to just keep turning right, you go all the way around this one building, and you come back out again in the front, right? Well, if you go, you get weighed in first, and then if you have metal you want to dump, you just kind of back up to your left. There's a big pile there of metal, and that's where you dump the metal. Then you get back on the scales, go around the building, and then they pay you for the amount of metal that you dropped off. But if you have stuff like copper, which is $4.20 a pound compared to 6 cents a pound for regular metal, you take that around to the back of the building and you offload it on the back of the building. They have a separate set of smaller scales and they weigh that separately. They give you a ticket. You then go around the rest of the building to the front and they have a nice machine that you go up and scan your ticket, and the machine just automatically kicks out the money to you. There's no human being operating this machine. It's just the machine. It's like an amazing ATM machine that just spits money out to you once you put in the barcode that the receipt that they give you and they take the various stuff. So if you're looking for a way to make some extra money, and this will bring me to my story, these two guys, think of where you can find metal or aluminum or copper or brass or just regular steel that somebody's got to get rid of, right? There's lots of ways to do that. We run ads on Craigslist and we get calls all the time. Guy called us yesterday from Annapolis, Maryland, about 45 minutes from where we are. And he said, hey, we've got a bunch of old cast iron radiators, you know, from the old homes, the way they heated their homes, these big, heavy cast iron radiators that are about 3 feet high and about 4 to 6 or 7 feet long. Those suckers are heavy. And cast iron is heavy. You've heard of cast iron bathtubs, right? Well, the cast iron water heaters or radiators, not water heaters, radiators that people used to use in their homes to heat their homes. That's what we're talking about. And those suckers are so heavy, it takes a couple of people just to load them, you know, on the truck. But the good news is, when you take it over to the scrap metal yard,
they don't pay you 6 cents a pound for it. They pay you 10 or 11 cents a pound for it. So it's almost double what you would have gotten for regular metal. Wire that had extension cords, for example. The wire that is used on a vacuum, right? People will throw away an old vacuum. It's got 10 feet of extension cord on there. And we will go in and cut that extension cord off and put it in a separate bucket that has just wire in it. So when we go around the building, we're now dropping off just wire or just copper or just aluminum or whatever. Here's a quick scale that's generally you can follow. Regular metal, 6 cents a pound. Cast iron stuff, about 10 cents a pound. Aluminum that is mixed in with metal, okay? So not pure aluminum, but aluminum that is mixed in with metal, 23 cents a pound. Aluminum that is clean aluminum that is not mixed in with any other kind of metal, 46 cents a pound. Extension cords and wire, maybe, I'm guessing here, I think about a dollar a pound. Brass. You know, brass doorknobs, anything made of brass, comes in at about $1.40 or $1.50 a pound. And then you get copper. Copper is the king. Copper comes in about $4 or $4.20 a pound. So we're in the scrapyard yesterday, and around the corner we're in the back because we have a big bucket of wire. We've already gotten weighed in and weighed out for our metal. Now we're going around the back. We're going to get rid of some wire because they're going to pay us more for it because we separated it from the metal, which is, you know, simple. But around the back, coming the wrong way, this is a one-way street going around this building, right? Coming the wrong way to the back are two young guys in a small, you know, a small compact car. First of all, they're driving the wrong way. Secondly, they're now blocking the exit for me and the people behind me, and these kids are like college-age kids with all kinds of adrenaline. They pull in. They know they're creating a problem. They hop out of the car. They quickly grab a couple of big bags of copper that they've picked up from someplace, run it right there on the scales. They weigh it. They weigh the copper just separately. They come up with a price. They know how many pounds it is. They come up with a price. They give him a ticket. Now it's time to get out of there. He's kind of put himself in a position where he's jumped in line where he shouldn't have jumped in line. He should be behind me, you know, like take your turn kind of thing. But he's a college kid trying to make some extra money, and he really reminded me of me. And I think what he did was he then was able to quickly turn around his car and get out of there to the front of the building where he now hops out of the car like I'm about to do. And you take your ticket in and you scan it and whammo. This ATM-type machine gives you the money. I think he got $75 or something. And I told him when he was inside in line, I said, hey, you remind me a lot of me when I was, like, in college. You're energetic. You're just trying to make a few extra bucks. And you know you might be driving the wrong way, but you're going to be quick. And then you get out of there and you turn around. I said, it was kind of fun watching you because you really do remind me a lot of me and the way that I used to do things. But it was really funny. You should have seen the smile on his face when he went to his buddy sitting in the passenger side of the car and showed him the cash, and it was like $75, right? And you'd think they'd made $1 million. I got to salute that young, energetic, college age, hey, we can do this and we can make a few bucks creativity that was on display by this kid yesterday at the scrap metal yard. It took me back to my days of doing, you know, pickup jobs in college as a way to raise some extra money and stuff like that. And hats off to him for making a few bucks. The most amount of money I've ever made when I've gone into a scrap yard, somewhere around $800 or $900, when somebody had me go to a farm and clean out a lot of metal that they had thrown over the years under their shed, and now their son was turning 7 years old this Saturday or something, and they were having a party outside on the farm property, and the owner did not want all of this pipe and copper and other stuff on display under this shed. So we drove out, we loaded it up, and I think it was $800 or $900. We also have hauled away airplanes. We have cut up airplanes, single engine airplanes, twin engine airplanes. Those are fun because the fuselage and most of the aluminum on the plane is aluminum, and that's a 23 cent, you know, a pound deal instead of 6 cents a pound. So it's four times as good. And if you want to catch the attention of some of your buddies when you're out doing this kind of thing, pull into a scrap metal yard with an airplane in the back of your truck. I've had people stop me and say, I want to take a picture of this. That gets some attention really quick. It's just a fun thing to do, and it makes you appreciate how an airplane is built and how much strength they put on the cables that are running throughout the fuselage of the airplane that are attached to your controls. And, you know, that's what controls the rudder. That's what controls the ailerons. You know, it's simply a cable that runs through an aluminum frame. So it's really an amazing thing to discover some of this stuff. But that's kind of some of the stuff we do in the scrap metal business. And it's always fun because if you go haul away some furniture for somebody, like we did this afternoon, and like I have in the back of my truck right now, you go to the local county dump and you'll pay, in our area, $70 a ton to get rid of the furniture and stuff like that. If it's less than 500 pounds in this county, they don't charge you anything if you're a county resident. That's a nice thing. The metal that's on here, we will not get rid of at the county dump because they don't pay us for it there. We'll take it over to a scrap metal yard and we'll get paid for it. Much better move. So if you're loading up metal and you need to get rid of it, you'll get paid for it. If you're loading up furniture and you need to get rid of it, you will pay to get rid of it. Better to do it the first way. And ideally, for in our business, the best deal is when someone hires us, like today, to go clean out a house. We end up with a bunch of metal that we were paid to put on our truck. Now we're going to take it off in a scrap metal yard and get paid a second time for the metal. That's the best of both worlds. So that's kind of where we're coming from. Anyway, it's kind of fun here. I'm still just sitting in the back corner of a Wendy's parking lot, watching people come through the drive-through, you know, two or three at a time. It's not a busy time right now, which I'm excited about, because 20 minutes from now, I'm going to go through the drive-through and grab some stuff. But I'll tell you when I come back, I'll tell you about my Wendy's diet that I've kind of created that is working. It's kind of a cool thing. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show, where we tell you not only how to get the junk out of your homes and your businesses, but also out of your lives. And I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from Rockville, Maryland. We'll be back in about a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, so welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I just realized I've got on my dashboard in front of me a couple of cool things we just picked up from this house. Everybody knows who Norman Rockwell is, and one of his famous paintings is called Triple Self-Portrait, where he is painting himself on the canvas while looking to his left into a mirror so he can see his own reflection. So he can paint himself, right? So in the house that we just came from, there are two of these
that are, they're like little statues on a platform of him sitting there, very detail oriented, sitting there painting his self portrait while he's looking in a mirror, and they're fascinating. One of them is a limited edition of, I think it was like 25,000 of them were created, and this one is number 755 or something. And it is about 6 inches tall, maybe 5 inches wide, something like that. And the detail that is on this thing is unbelievable. And when I saw these, I just thought, oh, I got to hang on to these. This is just really cool. It's one of Norman Rockwell's most famous paintings, but this isn't the painting. This is a little clay model creation of the scene of what it might have looked like when he was making or doing the painting. Now, this is one of those things where you go on eBay and you can look it up and it will tell you what it's worth, right? At least what one of these recently sold for. And I'm going to do that right now just for fun, because I'm curious myself to see what the answer to this is. And I have no idea if these are valuable or not, but I know it's a very famous painting that he's done, one of his more famous paintings that he's done. And in today's age of technology, it's really kind of easy to look up something. So I'm on the eBay app. I'm going to put in Norman Rockwell triple self-portrait model or clay, something like that. And we'll just see what pulls up. And you'll get an idea. Here's the Norman Rockwell triple self-portrait in decorative collectibles. That looks like it's right. Okay. Now, what it's got is it's got his plates. You'll see these on the Norman Rockwell plates, but this is not on a plate. This is an actual, 3D collection type thing. And all I'm seeing so far are the plates. The plate of this, people are asking, $10 for each plate, something like that. And here I have a triple self-portrait figurine, limited edition, pre-owned. Let me see if this is the same thing. Yes, this is the same thing. Oh, limited edition plate, it says. No, this is what I have. This is what somebody just threw away. But what I need to know is how big this baby is. Because there's a big one and there's a little one. This one that I'm looking at, you can see here on the back, I think this is the little one. Yes. It was done February 13th, 1960. This is reproduced or created in 1999. By Dave Grossman Creations or the Curtis Publishing Company. This is one of the small figurines. And I have the small one and I have the big one. They're only asking $30 for the small one, right? I don't know how much they're asking for the big one, but it's going to be more. And I'm going to go in here and pick a filter. And I'm going to go in and say, okay, show me more filters. And I'm going to go in here and say completed items. Now, this is a big deal for those of you who want to find out what stuff is worth using eBay. When you go in on eBay and look up any item, the price you're going to see first is the price that the seller is asking for it. Many times those prices are inflated, right? You need to go into the filter and check off completed items, because that tells you, okay, this sale ran for 7 days, and here's what happened. So I'm doing this now with this Norman Rockwell figurine. There are 28 auctions that have ended in the last few days. Most of these are the plates that we've been looking at, and
these plates are selling for $20, $2, $10, whatever. Let me see if there's an actual sale for this 3D piece that I have, because that's what tells you what it's actually worth. So far, just plates. Oh, here we go. On May 10th, there was one that sold. It looks like the small one, the triple self-portrait, sold for $25. The big one sold for $125. It's the 8x6. Yeah, that's what I have. So one of these that I just am sitting at here in my truck is worth $125 because that's what it sold for. Okay. The other one is worth about $25 or $30, a much smaller one that sold for less. But again, these are two figurines that were just sitting on somebody's shelves an hour ago. Now they're in my truck, and I've gotten something that is, I probably got $150 worth of stuff sitting here between these two figurines. And they are really cool. The detail that's on these 3D figurines is amazing. So there you go. Now, a typical junk removal company, the driver would either go, hey, cool, I'm going to give this to my son, or I'm going to keep it, or whatever, or maybe I'm going to sell it. But if they sell it, the person that hired them is never going to know what happened, right? Frequently, people don't know what's in their homes. We have gone into homes and that where the family has gone through ahead of us, has gone into the master bedroom, has taken any valuables from the master bedroom that they want, and then they turned it over to us and said, okay, you can have everything else. We go into the master bedroom and we find $1,600 worth of jewelry that we sell for $1,600 that the family could have sold, could have done, but they opted not to. And they probably just didn't realize, hey, this stuff is there. But here's an example using eBay of how fast you can determine what something is worth. In this case, a very cool 3D Norman Rockwell clay or porcelain, probably clay, you know, model of his famous triple self portrait painting. Now, if it's a plate, it's selling for $5 or $10. If it's the clay 3D model, the 8x6 model, it's selling for $125. So you're starting to get a picture of how you make money in the junk removal business. You get paid to go grab stuff, in this case from a home where the people have passed away, and you then just pull out your phone and you look up, oh, well, I wonder what this is worth. I have no idea. See, that's what I'm curious about. But I've done this long enough that I have not seen a 3D Norman Rockwell triple self-portrait item before. That's what caught my attention. And I was right. These are valuable. And I now have not only the money from getting paid to take the stuff, but I've got the stuff, and the stuff has an aftermarket value. So there's a quick lesson live on how you use eBay to determine what something is worth. Whatever it is, you got to remember to use the filter on your search and check off completed items, which means the 7-day auction has ended. And then they can tell you if this sucker sold, and if so, for how much. When you look on eBay at the price of a completed item, if it's black, it means it didn't sell. If it's green, it means ka-ching, right? It sold. And it then tells you how much it sold for. And that gives you a realistic price of what something is worth. So people are asking us all the time, you know, what do you think this couch is worth? Or how much do you think you could sell this dining room set for? Or how much do you think these golf clubs are worth? The answer is very simple. I don't know until I look up the brand name and find a similar item to see what it sold for, and then I have something to go by. Then I can work with it, right, and go from there. So that's kind of the idea of what we're doing, and that's a real live example using something that I just picked up, you know, an hour ago that is worth $150, right? And I had no idea. I thought it was worth something. I just couldn't tell you how much. Also in this home, we picked up a couple of extra boxes of jewelry. It looks like costume jewelry. I'm hoping I'm wrong, and that there's some gold in there and some silver. We love to go sell jewelry. Do you know that in 30 minutes of taking a, you know, what, a baseball cap, in fact, smaller than that, in 30 minutes of taking a shot glass of jewelry, gold and silver jewelry, into a jeweler, they'll take the stuff that's in that shot glass, if it's really gold rings, for example, or sterling silver necklaces or whatever, a jeweler, and there's a couple that we go to, will diagnose it very quickly. They'll weigh it. They'll use the current price of, you know, an ounce of gold and an ounce of silver. And then they'll say, oh, this is worth X. We have gone in with sterling silver sets, silverware sets from, you know, men who are 70 years old that said, oh, this was my mother's sterling silverware dinner set of silverware. And we will go in and they will weigh it and they will look at me and they'll go, oh, Mr. Cook, this is worth $1,800. And I will say, make out the check. And then we give 35% of that back to the homeowner, who has no idea what to do with this. They don't want to run it to a jewelry store and deal with that themselves. They just want to, and they don't want it thrown away. And they don't want, you know, the junk removal company to just make off with it and do with it whatever they want to. They want to make some money as well. So we provide that service and do all the work, and you get 35% of the sales price. You don't do a darn thing. You know, I wish somebody would come up to me and go, hey, let me help you do this. I'm going to do some work here, and if I'm successful, I'm going to pay you 35% of whatever I get. And I would go, do it all day long, pal. What can I do to help you? You know, I love getting paid when I didn't have to do anything. We've also run into gas stations where people have seen our ads on Craigslist and they've called us up, and the mechanic says, hey, I have a whole, you know, Bay Area here of a whole closet type, outdoor closet type area, a bin or something of scrap metal, you know, brake rotors and aluminum parts and engines and whatever. And would you like to come and take it and get money for it with scrap metal? And we say yes. And they say, okay, we just want 50% of whatever you get. And I'm going, okay, now wait a minute. You're going to pay nothing. We're going to do all the work, and you're going to get the same amount of money that we get, but you pay none of the expenses, and you have to invest none of the time, and you want to get half. We did that once for one guy just to see how it worked out, and then basically said, you know what? No thanks. Because when we do these scrap metal jobs for people, we don't give refunds back for that, because we're going to be lucky to make enough money to cover our expenses and other things on a day-in and day-out basis. Every once in a while, you hit the mother load. Somebody's got a bunch of copper or aluminum or aircraft engines or whatever, and you can make $1,000, right? But we're not charging you to haul it away. We're just taking it away and getting it off your property and cleaning up your property for free. So sorry, we're not going to pay you any money for it, because we're not going to get a lot of money for it anyway. But it is fun to have a little side business going, where you take stuff from, you know, scrap metal to jewelry to whatever and sell it, and all of a sudden there's a little extra kicker in the deal for you. And that's just a fun part of what we do. So I'm excited about this Norman Rockwell triple self-portrait figurine thing, Kevin. Now at least I know what it's called. And it's an amazing, one of these sold, you know, a week ago, and it is a beautifully done piece of figurine or artwork or whatever. It's really amazing. And to see it in a 3D model and to know that it's worth $125 and I just got paid to take it. Welcome to my world, folks. That's kind of what my life is like on a fairly daily basis. And thank God for the talented people like Norman Rockwell, who had the brilliant idea to paint himself while looking in a mirror and doing his own self-portrait. It's obviously one of his most famous ones, and it's a brilliant idea, and I just happened to see this morning that here we go with a large figurine, and I'm gonna probably just keep these because they're so unique. I've never seen anything like this in 20 years. And it's the really unique stuff that I just love to get my hands on and kind of put on display in my home, you know. You end up having a little museum of things. The other thing that caught my attention this morning is a whole bunch of metal, old, very old metal signs. These are about 18 inches by 12 inches, advertising all kinds of stuff. The kind of thing that the guys on American Pickers would pay for, because the signs are just so stinking old. I haven't even looked at those to see what those are worth. But again, you get paid to take cool stuff in this business. And that's what makes it so much fun, as well as giving people that feeling where they say all the time, you guys are a godsend. I feel so much better now that my closet, my bedroom, my basement, my attic is actually cleaned out. Thank you so much. So there you go. There's a little bit of an insight into what life is like for a junk removal guy. And it is a blast, I'm just telling you. So we're having fun. Check us out at 1-800-JunkRefund.com. Plenty of stories there. We're always putting new ones out. And call us, wherever you are in the United States, call us. If you need some help, we'll figure out a way to make it work. Thanks to Don Newsom and his brother Doug at the BBS Radio Network for all the great work they do. Thanks for listening to the Junk Refund Show. We're making it up as we go from a Wendy's parking lot in Rockville, Maryland. I'm going to go get, oh, and I told you I'd tell you about this diet. It's a very simple thing. I get a Wendy's Cobb salad for lunch. I get a free ice water at the same time. I paid $3 to get their keychain for 2026, which means I get a free child-sized chocolate or vanilla frosty with each time I buy food. So I'm living the dream on a Wendy's Cobb salad, which is really good, drinking an awful lot of water, not sodas anymore, just drinking water. That's free. And having a chocolate frosty, which is my little dessert for the day, because I just love chocolate frosties. And this is a little one, and it's that little extra spice of life that makes life so good. So, and I'm losing weight. I can't tell you how much because I haven't really measured it, but I can tell you when I look at myself in the mirror, the lumps are disappearing. How's that? So anyway, it's working and it's fun, and hats off to Wendy's for their good products. All right, folks, talk to you next week, 3 o'clock Eastern on the Junk Refund Show. Hope this has been enlightening and entertaining. And if you find a Norman Rockwell triple self-portrait, 6 inches by 8 inches figurine, you've just got your hands on about $125 worth of stuff. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.